Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. My name is Neha Wunava, your host for the transformation of a lifetime. So the explosive success that you want is not only attainable, but it's much less stressful on you. I'm going to give you the tips, tools, and get you into CEO thinking so that women and people of color just like you work smarter and get way ahead. This is legacy leadership, and it's unlike anything you've been taught before. So tune in and listen up. Let's go. Welcome to this week's episode of Brown, Ambitious, and Free. I want to continue talking about these high-level executive leadership skills. And today we're going to be talking about projecting and solving setbacks as an executive leader or professional. And I want to be really clear here. As a world-class leader, you are paid the big bucks with the expectation that you are going to know how to manage setbacks when they occur. So I have a really good friend of mine. I was having this fascinating conversation with him when I was visiting some clients in New York City, and he was telling me about how he brings a lot of calm to his work. And he doesn't have a lot going on, typically speaking. He manages a really high-functioning team. And he said that the reason why he gets paid so much money and there is so much trust in him is because the belief they have in him to handle things if things were to hit the fan. If things were to get really tough, his team, his management has a lot of belief that he will be able to manage those setbacks in a calm and cool, responsive way. And so I want you to really think about that. It is a winning strategy to predict, project, and have the ability to solve setbacks ahead of time. And this happens when we don't get lost in day-to-day fires all the time. This happens when we aren't stuck in a long to-do list that keeps you swamped and burnt out and tired and exhausted. And so today we're going to talk about the skill of being and being perceived as a strategic, competent executive. So ask yourself today, how would people describe you? If we were to set up a camera and watch what you did all day long, or if we had an emotional thermometer to gauge and tell us the emotion you're feeling inside every day, would it say that it's a high level of anxiety or overwhelm or stress? And if that's the case, would you then be positioning yourself to be calm and wise and pulled together if a real setback were to happen at your company or around the future? And so these are not the fires that I talk about, the emergencies, the urgencies, the babysitting that you're doing, the small level things that happen every single day or implode because we're not proactively thinking about them and rising up. I'm talking about real industry things like a market contraction, or something not going right in a market that you move into internationally, or if you're buying a company, a merger or acquisition, and things don't go well. Something strategically that's not going well, does your company believe that you can handle it well? And do you give off the impression that you can handle those kinds of things? And then finally, do you believe that you could? What is the index on all of those things? And so sometimes we just get wrapped up in the day-to-day and we worry that we're not doing things right, but we don't pause, we don't zoom out, and we don't do an effective self-evaluation about what we really bring to the table and the skills that we have and develop those strategic skills. And what happens is we find ourselves being so reactive in our day-to-day And I want to offer that this really is a trauma response from having so much put on us at such a young age, being so responsible for so many years, being a perfectionist, being that student mode for so long. We were raised to be smart, to do the right thing. So we don't really spend much time exploring and thinking about how we would handle things if something happened, a big mistake that we made or somebody on our team makes. And we want to make sure that we address that. And oftentimes, for children of immigrants and for immigrant families, this was not something that we had the luxury to do. We had so much riding on whether we would make it successfully, whether we could establish ourselves in another community, in another culture, and do that well. So we want to make sure that slowly but surely we address that subconscious programming to do everything right without making any mistakes. And we can get so focused on that that we don't rise up and think about how to proactively be that person that brings a lot of strategy into long-term growth. And that's what I want you to think about today. And so we want to make sure that we think about setbacks, opportunities, risks as something that we can actually impact, that we can influence, that we could deal with as it arises and mitigate, you know, manage really, really well. Because when we're so caught up in the day-to-day and being really reactive, we don't think about the long-term and we don't get really strategic. And so we don't convey that to people around us. And when we don't convey that, it creates this realization loop. We don't believe it. We're not doing it. They don't see it. We don't come off like we could do it. We don't believe that we can do it. And it just happens again and again. So again, we're contributing to this vicious cycle. And being able to impact, influence, deal with, mitigate issues or problems, setbacks, risks in the future is a skill set. It's an executive skill set that can be taught. Because you might be thinking, oh, you know, I don't deal well with that. I don't deal well with risk. I'm risk averse. I don't like that. And then you're holding yourself back from the experiences, from putting your name into the hat, from being really considered at that next tier, at that high level. And you are not going to gain those experiences or get access to those conversations in those rooms when you are caught up in the day-to-day of doing and preventing things, which is really a form of perfectionism. It's a form of people-pleasing and the need to be liked. And so we will then really feel like, I don't know that I want to take on this burden or this access responsibility. And I really want you to shift out of that mindset that I can't handle, I can't manage, I can't do. And I want you to be thinking about how you can be more responsive. So it's not taking blame and being shamed and being responsible for everything, but it's being responsive, building that team, delegating, deleting, taking things off of your plate. Seeing the control levers that you can pull and pulling them, making impact in the area that you believe your company, your team, your leadership should be involved, leveraging your influence where it has a lot of pay it forward and payoff opportunity. And so one of the things I want you to do in order to get out of that reactive space and to get more strategic so that you can be seen and have the skill set to mitigate and handle big setbacks, is I want you to commit to cutting back on your to-do list, on your meetings, what's occupying your time and your energy and your mental focus on purpose. every single day. And then I want you to really think about the skills that you want to develop. So when we're talking about rising out of the day-to-day weeds, rising up and creating a new perspective and a new culture, it's really important to think about how you and your team think about setbacks. If you are too careful and very perfectionistic in your approach, you will create that in your team as well. You will create a culture that becomes preventative and reactive, and you will create a culture where everybody is turning to one individual to make all the decisions because we are worried about mistakes. We are worried that this is a culture that doesn't think about setbacks as an opportunity. So working with a client where there was so much time and attention being spent to not getting things done, not making decisions in meetings. So there's a lot of meetings on the schedule, a lot of executives sitting in these meetings, but the goals of getting things done that needed to get done, these strategic objectives of the business were also not being met. And this is because there was so much time and attention to doing everything right, correctly. And there was this thought in one of the lead executives that I am the only one that can do this right. And it has to be done right. And I'll direct them, I'll listen, but in the end, I'm going to make it look the way that I want. And what this does is it really takes the energy out of your team to think about strategy in a way that they're proactively solving for problems by creating a better product, by creating a better service through an iterative process. And we're going to talk more about this in upcoming episodes. And we talk a lot about where perfection shows up. But when we take it to that next level and we're really preventative, we can start to become a bottleneck. We ourselves as the leader can be the obstruction to flow, to creativity, to innovation, and to better ideas. And if you as a leader sit in a room and you're preventing any mistakes from surfacing, you're also going to have problems occur more often that could have been taken care of if there was more of an open communication happening. And so you want to make sure that in your approach, in the general system of communication, that thinking about potential setbacks and providing that runway, that creative time to collaborate and solve for those setbacks regularly, learn from setbacks or mistakes, and being unblocked is central to your organization, central to your executive team. If you have the mindset that there can be no mistakes, that everything falls on you, that it's on your reputation, if you are co-advocating that, if you are not pushing back on your peers, your colleagues, the board of directors, the people that you work with, your bosses, if you're not pushing back and explaining the iterative process that you have in place that creates a better end product that's more innovative, that solves better problems, that is more in alignment with the market or more advanced than the market to stay a step ahead, you're constantly going to be deflating the level of communication that can be happening. And you're not going to be able to rise up and strategically solve and think of setbacks. You're going to become a culture that's afraid to speak up, afraid to bring your problems to your peers. And when everybody on your leadership team is doing that, you are going to slow down the quality of the product and the quality of the process. And so it's really important that you get out of the weeds, that you stop the droning on and endless numbers of meetings where things don't get done and difficult decisions are not being made and difficult conversations are not being had. You want to make sure that you're a strategic and transformational leader that thinks about setbacks and plans for them with the runway and the lead time that is continuously improving and iterative. And that means that it's less straining on the system and on the team. When we all come together to co-create, to co-collaborate, to unblock each other and strategically mitigate risk, think about it in advance and solve for it through a better product or service, that's how we really impact the industry. We become that leader in our market, the people that they trust to buy from, they want to work with, because you're proactively thinking about the future, solving for it, and that you're bar none the better service or product or brand. So I really want you to think about that. If you tend to be in a lot of meetings and you are not getting strategic and not allowing that flow of information to unblock because you think you're going to do it better, because you have to sign off on everything, because you think your reputation is on a line, that is really slowing down and creating a bottleneck. You are becoming the bottleneck there, and you're creating a culture that is perpetuating that. Instead, what I talked to my client about was changing their approach, reconfiguring the accountability and the ownership of the executive team, restructuring that team, how they do things, and what they decide to talk about in the meetings, how they make decisions and get to execution, and mostly how they support one another and have each other's back. And so they went from being really protective of information and kind of pitted against one another for credit with the higher level leaders and started to get more collaborative. We also then set off all of the burden from ourselves and we distribute responsibilities and ownership to our executive leaders and to the leaders in the organization so they can take it, run with it, own it, and make it better. So you want to make sure that you're thinking about the opportunity of proactively solving for setbacks strategically. You're not sitting in the weeds, being reactive, responding to fires and urgencies every single day, and you're not sitting in indecision, which slows down everything and becomes the bottleneck. If you have to give the approval to everything all the time, that is a bottleneck, that is inefficient. You're not tapping the best expertise and resources from your executive team. And so that is how we took my client from being really reactive and stuck in the weeds to being really strategic, getting the burden off of the system, off of themselves, and transferring ownership and accountability by restructuring, kind of pausing, looking at the system, looking at the executive team, making it better, stronger, faster, and more healthy, and moving forward. And you can do that as well. And it'll make your life and the work you do so much better and so much easier. When you solve problems systematically, when you bring the wherewithal, when you bring stability to an organization, you are now seen as a person that can handle anything. You can fix the day-to-day problems and issues so that they are mitigated and reduced. You can look at the problems that are around the bend, the setbacks, and not only solve them, but you can strategically prepare for them in advance. You're not preventing yourself from making mistakes. You are understanding the value, the growth, the learning of mistakes and risks. You're not playing it too safe all the time. You're showing and demonstrating that you are a critical thinker, a strategic thinker, a problem solver, a person that they can rely on no matter what happens. So that is what I want to leave you with today. If you know that you need help dealing with a boss that brings you a lot of stress, who interrupts your workday, interrupts your high-level performance, and you need help developing a new habit protocol so that you can speak up, you can feel more articulate in the moment, and create a better solution, a better system that not only benefits you, but your team and everybody around you to get better results, send me a message. We can work together one-on-one in a private, confidential container to coach you through and bust through the problems that you're having every single day so you don't repeat the problems, so that you are rising to that higher level of strategy and you are seen as a very, very competent and strategic high-level leader. That's what you get paid the big bucks for. That is what keeps you in high demand, no matter what is going on in the marketplace, no matter what markets are contracting. You will always have a place. You will always have an active network. You will always have a job. So be that person. Get out of the day-to-day. Hit me up. Send me a DM. I'd love to hear from you. What resonated most out of this podcast for you? And what will you work on? I would love to know. What are you struggling with? What are you going to work on? If I can be of support to you, reach out. Until next week, have a wonderful week. Go out there, be bold, ambitious, and free. And I will be here next time.
Thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast. We invite everybody who believes in inclusive success to join the mission here at Brown, Ambitious, and Free. This is for you to be more of who you are and succeed with simple tools and unlearn things that don't support your success. Please subscribe and share this podcast with other supporters and ambitious change makers and visionaries who want to be a part of this important movement to change the face of leadership and wild success. Check out our website to learn all the different ways to connect with me and work with me. You can work with me as a private coaching client one-on-one by booking a consultation call at www.nehacoaching.com. That's N like Nancy, I India, H Harry, A Apple, coaching.com. I also work with leadership teams and organizations to supercharge the leadership and execution and build a culture of success. Send us a message and book a call. Finally, would you like me to speak at your organization or association? That's easy to do. Reach out to us and schedule a masterclass or workshop. Come back every week for important discussions that will revolutionize the way you think, create, and perform to get greater and greater success. I will show you how to use a proven methodology that takes out the guesswork and adds to your success. Join us here each week and spread the message. We will see you soon.